Hello and welcome to Flow with Floyd. I am your host, and it is my platform to encourage you to pursue your life dreams, to empower and to inspire you to withstand the ebbs and flow of life on your journey towards success. With the proper mentality, success is inevitable. Without it, failure becomes reality. Welcome, kings and queens, to the 16th episode of Flow with Floyd, where we empower, encourage, and equip you to recognize and walk within your own greatness. I'm your host, and today's topic was suggested by a good friend who wanted me to discuss the power of prayer. Now, as a backdrop, I will focus on the prophet Samuel because he was a byproduct of his mother's prayer. So grab your favorite drink, sit back, relax, chill, and let's get it in. Elkanah was a man with two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. Now, Peninnah was able to bear children while Hannah remained childless. Despite this, Elkanah loved Hannah more. Knowing that Elkanah loved Hannah more, Peninnah constantly teased Hannah for not being able to have children. This led to a state of depression, causing Hannah to lose her appetite, her sense of being a woman. Despite Elkanah's love and affection, Hannah still felt a deep sense of emptiness. Not knowing what else to do, Hannah went to the sanctuary with tears streaming down her face, pouring out her heart to God. She pleaded for understanding and recognition of the immense pain she was enduring, the ridicule she faced, believing that her prayers were unanswered. With fervent prayer, she begged for a son, vowing to dedicate him to a life sacred of devotion, in exchange for this long-awaited blessing. Tears flowed freely as Hannah cried, echoed throughout the sanctuary. The priest Eli mistook her intense emotion for drunkenness, but upon hearing her heartfelt explanation, he recognized her deep anguish and blessed her. She said, "Think well of me and pray for me," and she went on her way. Then she ate heartily. Her face was glowing. She worshiped God, she went home, and slept with Elkanah. Before the year was out, Hannah had conceived and given birth to a son, and she named him Samuel, explaining, "I asked God for him." Samuel was a prophet to the first two kings of Israel, Saul and King David. Prayer is powerful, and it's a universal concept. Now, whether you're Christian or Muslim, Catholic or non-denominational, every religion believes in the power of prayer. Now, whether you pray to God, Allah, Buddha, or another higher power, you should pray during good and bad times. It is a time when we seek guidance, strength, and comfort. If you live long enough, your prayer life should increase because you understand that prayer affords you peace in times of turmoil, clarity in times of confusion, and hope in times of despair. Prayer changes things. It transforms our hearts and minds, leading us to make a positive change in the lives to make this world a better place. But we must be receptive to its power. Now, with that being said, I want to go back into the ending of the story between Elkanah and Hannah. To the priest Eli, she said, "Think well of me and pray for me," and went on her way. Then she ate heartily. Her face became radiant. She worshiped God, went home, and slept with Elkanah. The power of prayer should change dispositions. After she prayed, Hannah's spirit was lifted. She let go of her depression. Her tears transformed into a smile. Her appetite returned, and all hope was born again. When you take your struggles to God in prayer, your outlook should shift. Your faith should be refreshed and renewed. This is the transformative impact of prayer in action. The power of prayer leads to action. Prayer should inspire action, not just some passive plea for help. You can pray for God to make a way, but you have to put in the work to bring about the change or the answer that you're seeking. Remember, they say faith without works is dead, and that our prayers are the most effective when it's followed up or backed up by action. As Hannah returned home, she nourished herself, shared an intimate moment with her husband. It was on that night their son, Samuel, was conceived. Prayer can be a powerful tool for motivation and guidance, but it's up to us to put in the effort and the work towards our desired outcome. As we wrap up this episode, let's be mindful that God answers prayers. I'm telling you something that I know. I'm not telling you something that I've heard. It might not be the answer that you're looking for, but God does answer prayers with either yes, no, or not now. The majority of us get frustrated when God tells us not now. Like kids, we throw temper tantrums claiming that God is ignoring us. But God has a way of withholding blessings until we're ready to receive them. Just like a loving parent knows what is best for the child, God knows the perfect timing for each of us. Trust in His plan. Have faith that He will provide what is best for you when the time is right. Remember, God's delays are not necessarily denials. Keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep believing that God is working all things out together for your good. So as we close this episode, let's remember, remain patient, faithful, and grateful for all the things that God has done, is doing, and will do in our lives. Until we meet again, I am the minister, Floyd Miley. Join us next time as we continue to explore topics related to personal growth and empowerment. Thank you for listening to Flow with Floyd. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We welcome all comments and reviews. As always, please share this episode with someone who might benefit from its message.
Flow with Floyd is part of the Family Reunion Network, where everyone is cooking up something.